Good morning, you're in tune with What It Is. Today we're talking about science fiction themes in music, and especially rock and roll.
Well, in the 1950s, science fiction and science fact was all the rage in the public, and there were plenty of really good films like The Day the Earth Stood Still. And I was going back and trying to find the first real reference of science fiction in rock and roll, and came up with The Flying Purple People Eater. And Fred just said there's one earlier than that.
No, Flying Saucer Rock and Roll by Billy Lee Riley, this cool rockabilly song from 57. And then The Purple People Eater was the next year.
And they seem to be influenced by the fact that Sputnik, the Russians launched Sputnik in that year. And so I guess that was one of the reasons why science and space exploration was in the public mind.
Well, people were getting really crazy about flying saucers and everything at that point, too. And the Purple People Eater definitely references, you know, strange colored creature. Is it an alien or whatever?
Yeah, that paranoia had been building since the 50s. Whenever the Russians got the bomb is when a lot of real paranoia started. And when Sputnik went up, of course, it made its appearance in a lot of forms of music other than just rock and roll. But you've got everybody from Sun Ra doing the whole outer space pageantry of all of...
Sun Ra was from outer space.
he said that he was from outer space, didn't he?
Yeah.
And on down to folks today like Bela Fleck has had a couple of albums with that sort of theme, UFO Tofu and Flight of the Cosmic Hippo.
And the Apollo moon landing seemed to really capture the interest of a lot of musicians as well. I remember one of the first two singles that I had in the early 70s were David Bowie's Space Oddity and Elton John's Rocket Man, and they both kind of had that sort of theme of what it would be like to be an astronaut out in space and the sense of alienation.
Well, you know, even earlier than that, the psychedelic era and the counterculture seemed to lend itself not only to mind expansion in a chemical form, but, you know, on a metaphorical form. You had a lot of bands exploring utopian fantasies. I'm thinking about, say, Paul Kantner and Jefferson Starship's Blows Against the Empire, which was sci-fi and utopianism all rolled into one. And then you had, get into the prog era, bands like Gong, who practically all their albums were about sci-fi themes. And again, the utopian, dystopian themes as well.
Hey, who can forget the lyric, "And they call me the space cowboy"? Actually, I'd like to forget the lyric, but
yeah. I've got a weak spot for In the Year 2525 by Zager and Evans.
Yeah. But it's also interesting to me how some of the synthesizers that made these space age type of noises were developed about that same era as the Apollo missions. And they started making their ways into movies like Arthur C. Clarke's movie, Space Odyssey, 2001. And then after these bizarre sounds that, say, Walter Carlos and some of the early electronic musicians were making popped up in these movies, then they made their way into albums like Brian Eno's Before and After Science.
Well, all praise to the late Robert Moog, too. We wouldn't even be having part of this discussion without his pioneering work. So you're right. The music, as the technology developed, it seemed to lend itself to, the bleep bloop kind of sounds and everything, and they could elaborate upon it.
Another early pioneer of that sort of theme, Joe Meek. And we have in our library the compilation, It's Hard to Believe It, The Incredible World of Joe Meek.
Telstar.
And Telstar, the best known tune, one of his best known productions, going back to, when was he more active, in the 50s? That was even earlier.
Early 60s.
And I'm sensing some more of that electronic experimentation coming back in popular music. For a few years there, say at the height of Wilco, everything was acoustic, everything was sort of traditionally based music, especially from radio stations like WNCW. But now I'm hearing more of the groovy electronica kind of creep back into those same artists that were going strictly acoustic just a few years ago.
Well, even in the early 90s, I remember when the rave scene was so big in England and it crept over here, and you had a lot of electronic artists, say Aphex Twin, Future Sound of London, who really excelled in creating these kind of soundscapes that were very futuristic in tone. And again, something you said, Jeff, because they had the technology to make these kind of way out sounds, for lack of a better term.
I know, you can't imagine what, say, a band like Yes would be like if they hadn't developed these keyboards just a few years before.
This theme is in a lot of forms, like we were talking about earlier. And just for this segment, I went digging through my collection, and just through my meager album collection, which is really only some hundreds of LPs, I found everything from Naked Ray Gun, of course, the Ray Gun theme, bands like Flock of Seagulls. Oh, who can forget a Space Age Love
song?
You
always bring up Flock of Seagulls.
Heroic Doses with the space theme on their cover. The band U.S. Saucer doesn't sound anything like space.
Well, you remember
rock or
Klaatu?
Anything like that.
We talked about Klaatu in a few segments back, I believe, and their whole first album, I believe, was on space themes.
One of your favorites, Jeff, Cool Keith.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. I whipped this out.
Dr.
Black
Octagon.
Elvis, Lost in Space from Cool Keith.
Well, there's some contemporary bands that could be called prog, like Mars Volta, Coheed and Cambria, and they definitely get into elements of technology gone astray and dystopian themes and civilizations on the verge of crumbling. T-Bone Burnett's new album, Tooth of Crime, is all about this kind of futuristic space cowboy rock and roll parable, cosmic dystopian theme.
And some of the more sort of the other sounding parts of Wish You Were Here really kind of lend themselves to sort of like a sci-fi movie with the space doors opening and closing behind the band.
Everybody gets into their spaceship every once and again. What do you think? Email us what it is at wncw.org, and we'll come back at the end of the week and highlight your comments here on NCW.